Hola, espero que estés del mejor. En esta clase aprenderemos inglés con historias interactivas, una práctica genial para mejorar tu comprensión, audición, lectura y escritura. Si aún has trabajado con este tipo de clases, la dinámica es muy simple. Primero, escucharemos solamente el audio. Busca tus audífonos y ve a un lugar cómodo para relajarte. Después la escucharemos de nuevo, pero esta vez podremos leerla en inglés, para que entiendas aquellas palabras que quizá no escuchaste muy bien. Y finalmente la podremos leer en español, para que así la entiendas por completo. No olvides comentar cuánto entendiste al inicio de la historia. Sin nada más que decir, ahora sí, comencemos. Primero solamente la escucharemos. Ve a un lugar cómodo para relajarte.
Thinking about others. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Emily. She was a kind-hearted person. But sometimes she struggled to understand why people acted the way they did. She always tried to do the right thing. But she sometimes found it hard to empathize with others. One day, Emily had a difficult experience that changed her perspective. She was walking to work when she saw a man sitting on the sidewalk asking for money. Emily had seen people asking for money before, but something about this man caught her attention. She looked at him and saw that he was crying. Emily felt bad for him, and she went over to the man. She sat down beside him and asked him what was wrong. The man told her that he had lost his job and his home, and he had nowhere to go. Emily listened to him, and she could feel his pain. For the first time in her life, Emily realized that she had been fortunate. She had a job, a home, and people who loved her. She had never had problems with money or worry about where she would sleep at night. As Emily walked away from the man, she felt different. She felt a sense of compassion and empathy that she had never felt before. She realized that she wasn't seeing the things she had in her life, and she wanted to help others who were less fortunate. Over the next few weeks, Emily began to see the world from a different perspective. She started to notice things that she had never noticed before. She saw people struggling to carry heavy bags, parents with crying children, and elderly people struggling to cross the street. She saw their pain, and she wanted to help. Emily began to volunteer at a local soup kitchen, where she met people from all walks of life. She listened to their stories and learned about their struggles. She realized that everyone had a story, and everyone deserved to be treated with kindness and respect. Emily's newfound empathy made her a better person. She was more patient, more compassionate, and more understanding. She learned to see the world from different perspectives, and she was able to connect with people on a deeper level. In the end, Emily realized that empathy was the key to a happy and fulfilling life. By putting herself in other people's shoes, she was able to make a difference in the world and help others who were less fortunate. And in doing so, she found a sense of purpose and meaning that she had never felt before.
Ahora la podremos leer en inglés. Es momento de poner a prueba tus habilidades de lectura.
Thinking about others. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Emily. She was a kind-hearted person. But sometimes she struggled to understand why people acted the way they did. She always tried to do the right thing. but she sometimes found it hard to empathize with others. One day, Emily had a difficult experience that changed her perspective. She was walking to work when she saw a man sitting on the sidewalk asking for money. Emily had seen people asking for money before, but something about this man caught her attention. She looked at him and saw that he was crying. Emily felt bad for him, and she went over to the man. She sat down beside him and asked him what was wrong. The man told her that he had lost his job and his home, and he had nowhere to go. Emily listened to him, and she could feel his pain. For the first time in her life, Emily realized that she had been fortunate. She had a job, a home, and people who loved her. She had never had problems with money or worry about where she would sleep at night. As Emily walked away from the man, she felt different. She felt a sense of compassion and empathy that she had never felt before. She realized that she wasn't seeing the things she had in her life, and she wanted to help others who were less fortunate. Over the next few weeks, Emily began to see the world from a different perspective. She started to notice things that she had never noticed before. She saw people struggling to carry heavy bags, parents with crying children, and elderly people struggling to cross the street. She saw their pain, and she wanted to help. Emily began to volunteer at a local soup kitchen, where she met people from all walks of life. She listened to their stories and learned about their struggles. She realized that everyone had a story, and everyone deserved to be treated with kindness and respect. Emily's newfound empathy made her a better person. She was more patient, more compassionate, and more understanding. She learned to see the world from different perspectives, and she was able to connect with people on a deeper level. In the end, Emily realized that empathy was the key to a happy and fulfilling life. By putting herself in other people's shoes, she was able to make a difference in the world and help others who were less fortunate. And in doing so, she found a sense of purpose and meaning that she had never felt before.
Y finalmente podremos leerla en español para que así la entiendas por completo.
Thinking about others. Once upon a time, there was a young woman named Emily. She was a kind-hearted person, but sometimes she struggled to understand why people acted the way they did. She always tried to do the right thing, but she sometimes found it hard to empathize with others. One day, Emily had a difficult experience that changed her perspective. She was walking to work when she saw a man sitting on the sidewalk asking for money. Emily had seen people asking for money before, but something about this man caught her attention. She looked at him and saw that he was crying. Emily felt bad for him, and she went over to the man. She sat down beside him and asked him what was wrong. The man told her that he had lost his job and his home, and he had nowhere to go. Emily listened to him, and she could feel his pain. For the first time in her life, Emily realized that she had been fortunate. She had a job, a home, and people who loved her. She had never had problems with money or worry about where she would sleep at night. As Emily walked away from the man, she felt different. She felt a sense of compassion and empathy that she had never felt before. She realized that she wasn't seeing the things she had in her life, and she wanted to help others who were less fortunate. Over the next few weeks, Emily began to see the world from a different perspective. She started to notice things that she had never noticed before. She saw people struggling to carry heavy bags, parents with crying children, and elderly people struggling to cross the street. She saw their pain, and she wanted to help. Emily began to volunteer at a local soup kitchen, where she met people from all walks of life. She listened to their stories and learned about their struggles. She realized that everyone had a story, and everyone deserved to be treated with kindness and respect. Emily's newfound empathy made her a better person. She was more patient, more compassionate, and more understanding. She learned to see the world from different perspectives, and she was able to connect with people on a deeper level. In the end, Emily realized that empathy was the key to a happy and fulfilling life. By putting herself in other people's shoes, she was able to make a difference in the world and help others who were less fortunate. And in doing so, she found a sense of purpose and meaning that she had never felt before.
Y eso es todo. Escribe en la cajita de comentarios cuánto lograste entender al inicio de la historia. Si te ha gustado, me apoyarías mucho dejando like y compartiendo para llegar a más personas. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.